This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. No experience is lost on Eve Ensler. Ensler is an author and artist who has immersed herself in the cause of stopping violence against women. Her activism began personally. She says growing up, she suffered her father's abuse, verbal, physical, and sexual. Since then, the idea of the human body and ownership of it has been at the heart of her work. 20 years ago, she wrote the iconic play The Vagina Monologues. She's worked with women around the world, especially in Africa, in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. It's a lush paradise ravaged by war. Families, and women in particular, are targeted for violence. 3 years ago, Ensler wrote her memoir. It has an underlying theme that is now reflected in her newest play.
We're divided from each other. We're divided from the earth. We're divided from ourselves. We're divided from our bodies. And I hope this play is about seeing how, what an illusion that is, you know, that everything is connected to everything else. And I think when you start to realize that, then not are you only responsible, but you're also not alone. You're connected to something much bigger than yourself.
Ensler has collaborated with the American Repertory Theater in Cambridge to adapt her memoir for stage. The result is a one-woman show featuring Ensler. Like the memoir, it's called In the Body of the World. Its world premiere is in previews at the ART this week. In the play, Ensler celebrates what's called City of Joy. It's a residential therapy program she helped develop in the Congo for women who've endured sexual violence. The grand opening there brought celebrities, doctors, and donors.
And of course, the women. The women who built City of Joy with their hands, built it for the other women who will live here soon, women who will come with bullet wounds in their heads, who will be stigmatized and exiled from their community, who will come to love their babies who are the products of rape. City of Joy is the place they will heal and learn and grow and dance and sing.
There is much joy in Eve Ensler's life, but as she told us when we met her at the ART yesterday, it's grown out of violence.
Was there a point in your life that you remember where you made a decision to be out there, to be in the face of horror? Because it strikes me that you have really made the global the personal. It's almost indistinguishable with you.
Well, the global is personal. You see, everything is personal. I think the moment I made a decision was the moment when I fought back against my father. And I just said, no, no. I mean, I remember the moment. I raised a chair and I said, if you ever hit me again, I'll kill you. And I meant it. And that was the beginning for me of life on earth. It was the beginning of me saying, no, people with power do not get to destroy people without power. But I also think we have to know and have to understand that every single thing that happens on this planet is in one way connected to us. I mean, all you have to think about is the Congo, where war is being fought for coltane, which goes into our iPhones, our PlayStations, and our computers. And you understand that every time you use your computer, someone is going to a mine in the Congo, raping hundreds of women in a village in order to get to that mine, to get that coltane, which will sell to the market, to the internationals that will go into your computer and serve you. And by the way, if you trace anything in your life, you will find the same tracings back.
Eve Ensler's new play is also about illness. When she was working with the traumatized women in the Congo, Ensler discovered she had an enormous tumor in her abdomen. It was uterine cancer. She came back to the U.S. for treatment. The surgery, the chemo, colostomy bags, and infections assaulted her body. In the play, she mentions seeing her doctor at the end of her treatment and mentions possibly being cured.
He says, Eve, it is way too early to be thinking about a cure. If it comes back, it will come back in your vagina. Have you thought about radiation? We could radiate your vagina. Radiate my vagina. Radiate my vagina. Radiate. Do you know who I am? Do you have any sense of irony? And besides, you just said, if it comes back, if it comes back. You just stuck a long, thick hat pin in my future. You just erased 7 months of endless infections and exploding bags and chemo and me believing and trying to get myself to believe it was gone forever. I need you to believe it's gone.
Where does your fight against cancer lie in your ethos now? I don't know how many years later it is, but what has that done for your motivation, for your outlook?
Well, it's 6 years later, and I'm really well. Cancer changed everything, absolutely for the better. I don't want to romanticize cancer, but we're taught again in this culture that everything that happens to us is doom and gloom and bad and horrible. And I just think it's not the way to face things. Look, if I had died from cancer, if my cancer comes back tomorrow, I will go through this journey and I will keep going and I will be sad to die because I love being alive, particularly this time of year. I love life. But I am grateful that cancer stripped away what had to be stripped away in me. So I am living now with so much more peace, with so much more happiness, with so much more connectedness to people, with so much more openness. And that is as good as it gets here. If in fact we are here to learn how to love, which I think is what we're here to do, you know, to learn how to truly, truly, deeply love and really give ourselves and serve and be generous and be connected. Cancer was the best teacher I ever had.
Eve Ensler, thank you.
Thank you.
Eve Ensler's play is called In the Body of the World. Previews start at the ART in Cambridge tonight.